For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Crossing the bridge from Beaufort to the Sea Islands is like drawing back the curtain on a distant land. Beyond the buzz of cars, you can almost hear the quiet. Fish belly flop along the marsh as the sun begins its fiery descent, melting behind billowing tufts of cattails.
My childhood was magical.
Victoria Smalls grew up on St. Helena Island, farming her family's land as one of 14 children.
20 acres, you can run and rip and be barefoot and be carefree.
But that carefree living didn't come easy. The island was home to dozens of plantations where Smalls' ancestors were enslaved. Once freed, they stayed on the remote island, holding on to their African traditions. Their descendants and others like them became known as Gullah Geechee.
Gullah Geechee means that you have most of your Africanisms intact, more than any other African American in America.
That includes a distinct language, a mix of Creole and English, allowing slaves to secretly communicate. Smalls was fluent until she left the comfort of her community.
And at about age 9 and 10, I realized they were laughing at the way that I spoke, and I would cry. And I can feel it. I can feel myself welling up right now.
It's hard to imagine that little girl and this confident and insightful 6'4" woman. She works at the island's Penn Center, the nation's first school for freed slaves in the South. Her apartment is adorned with Gullah paintings, some by artists who've become world renowned.
These images really just show the beautifulness of the people.
She says there's a renewed sense of pride among Gullah people. In fact, their once protected culture has become, well, popular. Just Google Gullah. You'll find music, t-shirts, books, spices, even instant Gullah grits.
We had no idea it would become a double-edged sword.
Marquetta Goodwine, better known as Queen Ket, is the chiefess and head of the Gullah Geechee Nation, protecting its people, preserving their way of life.
So where we would rather not talk to folks, unless we've been to crack we teet with we family and ting on the porch and thing like that or the piazza, but we have to do it.
She says they've had to share their history to keep it accurate, especially as outsiders, people who are not Gullah, try to cash in.
We didn't know that people would now commercialize your culture and further exploit a group of people who are the descendants of Africans who were exploited in the first place.
Commercialism is not the only threat. Queen Ket says so is climate change. Rising sea levels threaten to swallow hallowed Gullah land, already under attack, she says, by developers. So how do you preserve a culture, its people, when the ancestral land they're tied to may be lost? Queen Ket and Victoria Smalls both believe the answer is education, empowering young people.
How else are you going to educate the world about Gullah culture if you don't have some aspects that appear to be commercial?
Small says the homegrown Gullah group Ranky Tanky is a good example.
Good time, a good time.
She calls them popular and authentic. She likes to listen to music as she paints. She rubs rich pastel colors into textured paper, shaping peaceful, prayerful Gullah faces.
I almost can hear the people in these paintings almost speaking. I can yeti what they say. I can hear. What they say, and it's always in Gullah.
The little girl who lost her language has found a voice.
None of them looked like enslaved people.
Proud and strong. On St. Helena Island, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.